The next patient is Frank Hodo, H-O-D-O, clinical case of a 73-year-old African-American male that is following the practice because of the kidney transplant. That was his second kidney transplant that was done in Tampa General Hospital in 2000. Period. The problems related to the transplant have been associated to the stone formation with obstruction and pyelonephritis that has been followed by the transplant urologist in Tampa. The patient underwent a CT scan that we ordered for the pelvis and the abdomen without contrast that was done on November the 27th, 2023. And in the transplanted kidney, in the left lower quadrant, the patient has multiple non-obstructing calculi in different sizes in the upper, mid, and lower cortex, with the largest measuring 1.2 centimeters in the lower pole. That has increased significantly compared to the prior study. With that in mind, we have to think in the possibility of struvite, S-T-R-U-V-I-T-E, calculi formation, comma, a calcium oxalate, comma, uric acid. In any event, we are going to order a urine collection for the stone protocol, comma, pH in the urine, comma, a PTH, phosphorus, uric acid, in order to characterize the urine and see if we can start him on some modality of therapy in order to avoid the further nephrolithiasis. Number two, regarding the kidney transplant function, the serum creatinine is 2.18 compared to 2.37 in October of 23. This latest determination was done in January the 3rd, 2024. Estimated EFR is 31.2 mL per minute, serum albumin is 397. Unfortunately, I don't have the levels of tacrolimus. The hospital lab is very slow in getting the results out, but we will be looking for those numbers in order to evaluate and adjust the medication if necessary. Following number, diabetes mellitus that is under control. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Paragraph, I spent 12 minutes reviewing the lab and the prior admissions and the urologist's follow-up notes. In the face-to-face and explaining the protocol and the intention and examining the patient, 25 minutes, and the documentation, 9 minutes. 9 minutes.